Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, Granada. Thank you, Summer Chill. So when you think of the name Fat Joe, what do you think of?
He left Atlantic.
Yes.
Is that a OG E! News story from way back when? I know it was a drop, but how did that even make it as a drop?
We were doing E! News one day, and the story, as a joke, I said, hey, did you guys know Fat Joe left Atlantic? And then we decided to call all of our moms to tell them...
to break the news.
...that Fat Joe had left Atlantic. Did you know this?
I hate to hear that.
We were making fun of the fact that the powers that be were telling us what they thought was big news when we thought it was the dumbest piece of information we'd ever heard.
Fat Joe left Atlantic.
Well, this is...
Is he coming back?
This is a potentially less lucrative story for Fat Joe. As Fat Joe is being sued by his longtime hype man, Terrence T.A. Dixon, for $20 million.
Ooh.
And so Terrence T.A. Dixon says that he worked with Fat Joe for 16 years.
Oh, no.
And he says that during that time, he was coerced into more than 4,000 sexual acts in order to maintain his role in the enterprise of Fat Joe.
Doing things to Fat Joe or with him?
Maybe alongside him, maybe to entertain him. He also says that he personally witnessed Fat Joe engage in sexual relations with girls of 15 and 16 years old.
Uh-oh, Fat Joe. Uh-oh.
Yeah, one is a 16-year-old Dominican girl from New York who, according to the lawsuit, would perform sexual acts in exchange for cash, clothing, and payment of her cell phone bill.
Sex crimes.
Okay.
4,000 is a lot.
And it says that Fat Joe paid for her to get a Brazilian butt lift.
We're, you know what? We used to have like a lot of stories about those Brazilian butt lifts. Are those still big? Not the butt lifts themselves, but in scope as far as popularity? I don't hear about those much.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was a thing to where people would get them. They would find people on the like the dark web, and people would inject their butts with
glue,
like, caulk.
Yeah.
Like, don't do
like
that.
Sealing. Yeah. Like right. Sealant.
Right.
Like silicone
Dave.
Sealant.
And they would die. Some died.
Yes.
Somebody got him like a renegade one in Deep Ellum and died.
That's right.
Yeah, and he also calls out a Fat Joe song. There's a song called She's My Mama. And among the lyrics says, now she was only 16. I had to nurture that. See the respect you get from just being my birch.
It would seem you would not want to
bitch
make songs about your illegal exploits.
Right, like actually call out their underageness in
right.
your song.
I mean, the Beatles did. She was just 17.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Different time, though.
Yeah, and by the way, Fat Joe is represented by Joe Tacopina.
Who's that?
Joe Tapioca. Remember, he's the guy who has defended A$AP Rocky, Donald Trump, and Michael Jackson,
okay.
among others.
All right.
So, obviously, that is just one side of the story.
Yeah.
Fat Joe will have to refute this, but this was just filed today in New York State. You are performing with the Time Wasters tonight, are you not, Bob?
A lot of mystery about that. Nobody can really pin down whether I am or not, Dave.
It was kind of falling through the cracks, but you did perform.
It's one of those deals where you get the impression they don't want you to, but they don't know how to tell you. Stop performing with the Time Wasters.
Well, can't do it, man. They bring you back.
You crushed it at Ticket Stop.
Oh, yes.
And what song did you perform at Ticket Stop?
It is "I Am a Real American" by Rick Derringer.
And it was the walkout music for Hulk Hogan back in the day.
Yes.
Well, there were rumors. So Hulk Hogan is now 71. And there were rumors, I guess yesterday, YouTuber Bubba the Love Sponge went on his show and said that Hulk Hogan was in the hospital and might not make it.
Oh, my.
Now, so, you know their relationship.
Yes.
And Hulk Hogan.
They've had a sordid
story?
Past.
This was, they were passing around Bubba the Love Sponge wife.
While Bubba was in the room, I think, if I remember correctly. Yes, and Hulk had his way.
I thought Bubba the Love Sponge, funny name, was a radio guy, not a
he
YouTuber.
Was. I think he's pivoted.
Or is he? He's pivoted to YouTube?
Yeah.
That's the future, Bob.
Oh, God. Let's get on it.
Well, they have had to, Hulk's camp has had to come out and let people know there is no reason to panic. We're not going to lose the Hulkster. Were you worried?
It wasn't a suicide pact with Rick Derringer.
No. That he has been hospitalized. He underwent neck surgery, but it was successful. And Hulk, he went on Jake Paul's podcast about a year ago and said that he's had, before this most recent surgery, he has had 25 surgeries, 10 back surgeries. He's had both knees and both hips replaced, shoulders replaced, everything. So he's kind of a bionic man at this
one
point.
One for each inch of his pythons.
Right? So if you were worried about
he's
the health of
pythons.
Hulk Hogan, don't be worried. He's still going to be with us and going to be ripping his Hulkamania shirt to reveal a Trump shirt for many years to come. Also, maybe with us for eternity is Ozzy Osbourne.
Indeed.
I don't know if you saw this, but Liquid Death, the canned water brand that I'm sure you can buy here at the Granada.
It's delicious.
If you'd like to hydrate, mix in a Liquid Death. Well, they've announced that they are selling 10 empty cans of iced tea that were consumed by Ozzy Osbourne and then sealed to contain his DNA. So these are called Infinite Ozzy. They're 10 cans of empty iced tea. They're valued at $450 a piece. They're being sold on the Liquid Death website. And each was laboratory sealed and then signed by Ozzy. And this is kind of the lead up to the final Black Sabbath and Ozzy show, July 5th in Birmingham, over in England. But they say, once technology and federal law permit, fans can use this DNA to try and clone Ozzy in the future and enjoy him for hundreds of years to come. And Ozzy, for his part, dared fans. He said, clone me, you bastards.
Okay. It's just what we need.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is the latest in publicity stunts from Liquid Death. If you remember last year, they teamed up with Depends for the pit diaper. It was like a leather diaper that was custom made to hold a Depends undergarment so you wouldn't have to lose your spot in the pit.
Yeah.
You could just go during the show.
I mean, we've all been there. We're like, oh my God, I've got to walk all the way back there to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll never find my friends again.
Yeah.
So what if you could just go right there?
Well, I mean, what if?
And they also call out the most recent thing as far as viral merchandising. We didn't talk about it on our show, but the soap brand Dr. Squatch, they sold a bar of soap that was infused with allegedly Sidney Sweeney's bathwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sold out immediately.
What's wrong with all of us?
It was what's wrong with all of us for the making of it or the purchasing of it?
Or us giving it oxygen on E! News.
I'm fine with that.
What's wrong with us?
I'm fine with that. But, I mean, how many
Maybe
people
we
after,
need to look in the mirror.
After they heard Dave talking about it.
Clickbait is all we look for on E! News.
After they heard Dave talking about it, how many people went right to the internet like, oh, my God, I got to have Sidney Sweeney's bathwater.
Just evaluate everything.
I know.
Corby sent me this. with so much excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to freak out, Bob.
So they just had the 27th Shanghai International Film Festival hosted by the China Film Foundation. And they announced two AI initiatives. The first, I don't know how exciting this is, but they premiered a animated feature, A Better Tomorrow Cyber Border. It's a futuristic reinterpretation of a John Woo movie, and it was created entirely with AI.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares about that.
No,
but
no.
They also have a list of 100 classic martial arts movies that they are going to restore and re-release using artificial intelligence. So these are original kung fu classics from China featuring Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee, among others.
They could all fight each other and we could finally answer the question, who would win?
Well, that wouldn't be a faithful reinterpretation of the movie, though.
But
I think they're just wanting to restore them and make them even
fight.
More badass.
Yeah. But, I mean, now we're moving into, could Minka Fitzpatrick cover Bob Hayes?
Okay, now you got me.
See?
Now I'm in.
All right?
Yeah. He wins.
Speaking of movies, last
McGretzky
one.
Gretzky and McDavid play each other.
Finally!
Last one for today as Francis Ford Coppola will be in Dallas next month at the Texas Theater. He will be screening his movie, his flop, Megalopolis.
Oh, my God.
At 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July 29th. And so it was released last September, and it got incredibly poor response. And it has only earned $14.3 million worldwide, and he spent $120 million of his own money to make it. And it won two Razzies. One for Worst Director for Coppola and one for Worst Supporting Actor for Jon Voight. But it's not streaming anywhere. The only way you can see Megalopolis is in a theater. And so he is touring with it, and he is making a stop in Dallas. And he says, this is the way Megalopolis was meant to be seen, in a large venue with a crowd and followed by intense interactive discussions about the future.
Okay.
So they'll have a Q&A, an AMA, if you will, with Francis Ford Coppola after they screen it.
What a beating.
Is that what that theater does pretty much nowadays? With
Texas Theater?
Yeah.
I think so.
They do some live music, but it is more of screening movies.
Yeah. My son and a couple of his buddies were just down there for some screening they wanted to see.
Of a new movie or an old one?
No, an old one that they loved or something.
You don't know what it was?
I could find out pretty easily. It was a
like old or 70s or 80s.
Yeah, let me get on that. Let me get some more specifics.
All right, coming up next, will Gordon be here?
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
It is 5:19 from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Summer bad. Summer chill. Don't be silly.
You did it.
Don't be silly. Here at the Granada, and it is the Rant Revival taking us into round tables. And ladies and gentlemen, may I present the three kings of the rant, Corby Davidson, Gen X Davey Lane, and of course now joining us, Gordon Keith.
God, such good timing.
Yes.
Make it look easy sometimes.
Hello.
It's not that easy, but
you made good time.
I did. I hauled ass to get here. Thank you, Jason. Hauled ass to get here. I'm almost out of gasoline. It was a nightmare.
We're on your moped?
No, I'm in the little go-kart.
Okay, that's safe.
Oh, you took the go-kart today.
I did.
Nice. It's a good day for it.
I did. Took the tiny car.
And I got golf cart.
Thank you, DJ. It's sponsored by?
ET's Market and Bakery.
So we have a couple of tales to tell you. One is a spinoff of what we mentioned yesterday, and Gordon, when I say the name Chuck Negron, does that ring a bell?
No.
He is the lead singer of Three Dog Night.
I thought that was Hoyt Axton.
No.
Okay.
Chuck Negron. Although Hoyt Axton may have been a player in Three Dog Night.
I think he was.
I do not know. So we told the story, long way, I'll make it very short. Bob confuse Three Dog Night with something, won
or
an E-Break for it.
Or
I remember that.
And I started digging around on the life of Chuck Negron because apparently his life was incredibly sordid from a drug and sex standpoint. And
maybe Bob wasn't so crazy.
He fell off the rails so hard, so fast. Like his first night of doing any drugs, it was acid, peyote. Within 2 days, he's addicted to heroin, and he'd never touched anything before.
Uh-huh.
So it was just this meteoric cliff dive that
peyote,
he went whole hog into
LSD,
drugs.
Hold on, we need to take a break
heroin
where Bob can
day.
Gloat a little bit.
So, it actually says here he went to rehab 30 times. Huh.
But you said
associated him with drug use. I don't,
Three Dog Night.
But never specifically freebasing.
Right.
And never specifically Chuck. It could have been any member of Three Dog Night.
All right. Well, anyway, he also dove because he was a rock star and because he was jacked up every single day and night, headfirst into sex, and more specifically, orgies became his thing. And at the time,
I have zero interest in orgies.
I know. And we were laughing about it yesterday, just the concept of them.
And also assembly lining.
What is that?
Where he would have three willing participants all in a queue, kind of like Bonnie Blue or somebody like that, where he had two hotel rooms and he would just go back and forth and have a fresh lady waiting for him.
Okay, now that doesn't sound that bad.
Okay. By the way, Big Unit says Hoyt Axton wrote Joy to the World.
He did.
Okay.
I knew that.
All right.
I just didn't know if he was in Three Dog Night at one point.
So when we were talking about his prolific sex life and drug abuse, this guy said, I can't believe you left off the most famous story of Chuck Negron. And I'm like, what is it? So he sent us this. It says, Three Dog Night and Chuck Negron's chart-topping run was underscored by the usual array of rock and roll vices and issues such as excessive womanizing, drug use, and financial snafus. But of all the problems which beset the band during their halcyon days,
snafus,
they are most famous for what happened to lead singer Chuck Negron's penis.
Well, it got quiet in here.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Negron was apparently so prolific when it came to betting groupies that his second most important organ became swollen and chafed, necessitating a visit to the doctor.
I'm familiar.
So, in the 70s, they didn't have lube?
I don't think they had anything.
They used motor oil.
Yeah.
They just went out to the garage and cracked open a can of 30 weight.
After examining Negron's penis, the doctor told him that he would have to lay off sex for a while or there could be dire consequences. And much like the story yesterday where he said that he would come home from a gig and be like, okay, I'm gonna watch Columbo, Kojak, and then I'm going to go to bed. And then he said women would start knocking on his hotel room door. He would open the door. There'd be three of them. And then he would just go to town. And then they would all do drugs all night and have sex.
So the women wanted him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So Negron couldn't refuse, just like the story yesterday. He refused to listen to the doctor's warning and continued his ways until this.
You ready, Bob?
Yeah, I guess.
You got your pants down and everything?
No, my pants are still in the proper spot.
Okay, all right.
And I quote, until finally, whilst in the throes of lovemaking with an unnamed Miss America contestant.
Her parents never named her. That is so rude.
Chuck heard a sudden whooshing sound.
Oh,
as
no, he broke his thing.
His penis split down the middle.
Okay. Like a hot dog you didn't vent in the microwave? Oh, my gosh. Like a hot dog.
Literally says, like a hot dog.
Dang.
That was bad enough, but during the subsequent visit to the emergency room, he had to endure the laughs of the hospital staff as they had to stitch him up.
Okay, that doesn't sound very professional.
No.
That they laughed while they're stitching him up.
I feel like this entire story, fast and loose with the medical community's communications. And the doctor doesn't walk in and say,
that's hilarious what you did to your penis.
And what?
Well, the first one was, according to Corby's story, you're going to have to lay off sex for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is not what a doctor would say.
How do you think he would say it? How did he tell you?
We're going to put a cast on, so...
A cast?
Yeah, with a little, sign it for 6 to 8 weeks.
A little hole in the end? Like, what do you say
well,
to
no.
it?
Yeah, they prescribe a chastity belt.
Yeah. You have one of those, don't you, Bob?
Yes. Yes.
Seriously,
honey,
what?
Honey, will you please unlock the cage tonight?
How would you phrase it if you were a doctor? Like, look, you can't be doing this anymore or something bad
is
going to happen.
You must refrain from intercourse.
Yes, the cessation of intercourse. That's what I think they'd say.
But
I don't understand why he got it stitched up. It seems like this guy found a solution. If it's split in two, he's got two of them now.
It's like the two-headed snake at the state fair.
Yes.
If you will.
But we've heard of, like, breaking it in half. Like if you're
doubling it over, bending it over.
Yeah, if your cowgirl gets a little rambunctious and lands on it wrong.
Yeah,
then it can snap
like a hydraulic Caprice Classic, just bouncing up and down.
Right, and then you break all the blood vessels.
Right,
but I've never heard of splitting it down the middle like a hot dog.
Well, yeah, I think Corby's got this story all wrong.
I'm reading it
surprisingly,
and you read it too. Right. What is
this reliable source on internet?
CorbyDavidson.com, which I own, by the way.
Beyond the pale.
Beyond the pale. Okay.
Yes. And from a P1.
Okay.
So how could it be wrong?
So it sounds like you guys have a history with this other ailment. Does that
chafing?
Does that fix itself? The double over?
Oh, the double over? I think that you have to do some kind of procedure.
Popsicle
to help you,
sticks.
Right?
Yeah, imagine they have to reattach all the vessels, right?
How do you do that?
Reattach vessels?
There's thousands.
Well, yeah, you have to do them one at a time, I guess. I don't know.
Is the hospital laughing at you while they do that?
According to Corby, this is what they do.
Just in a long line pointing and laughing.
Who is this guy?
Have you ever known someone that worked at an emergency room and told you stories?
Yeah, my sister.
Oh, really?
And
my aunt.
Hilarious.
What did she say?
I mean, you see everything. I would like to withhold because of doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yes. Well, don't tell us which relative of yours witnessed this.
Well, a lot of it is stuff you find in the butt.
Yeah. That my aunt worked at, she was like the head resident at a hospital in Manhattan.
A butt hospital?
Or just a general hospital.
Okay, gotcha.
But she told me that all of the doctors would share stories about things that were found in butts.
Yes.
That was a great percentage of ER visits was things stuck in people's butts.
Mainly
weekend
nights, like overnight is when that would most happen. And my sister, who at the time was a young nurse. Whoa. What?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Bob just broke his penis.
Fine, thank you.
You know, they work the overnight shifts. That's their lot in life at that age, and so they see all these things. And, yes, there's a lot of laughter that goes on behind the scenes. Maybe not in front of the people.
Sharing x-rays. Like, can you believe this one?
Look at this. Here's a guy's abdomen, and it has a lampshade in it or something.
Yeah. There's a Casio keyboard.
Yeah,
right.
There's a keytar inside there.
Candles.
There's one right back there. Look at there.
Yeah.
Keytar.
Yeah,
perfect shape for you, Corby. Look at that.
You never know where it's been.
Why don't you go reverse cowgirl on the keytar?
The sitar.
And
uh-oh, Corby's out of stuff.
No, we've got another one, but it's 5:30. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break, a little 3-minute break. We'll get the round tables together. We'll continue the rant theme here at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill.
Yes. Look at this.
Knees, hips, back, shoulder, any type of joint pain that you have, whether it's from overuse or arthritis.
Yeah. I have that.
Do you, Rick? Yeah. What happened to you?
I hurt my knee while I was playing football.
Okay, well, did you hurt it in a joint fashion?
Yeah. The knee is considered one of the joints.
Well,
That's definitely, he's right. He got you there, Corby.
Yeah. No, no. But, well, anyway, if you're still in pain, you need to go to, you need to go to QC Kinetics.
Okay.
Because they offer regenerative medicine. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, but I found like it would really work well.
It worked for me, Rick, and it can work for you too. Yes, it'll help restore and repair.
You go back to the NFL.
Yes, you can. Repair and restore damaged tissue in the affected area. It's a very simple procedure. It does not involve surgery or downtime from work or drugs.
Good.
Right. You don't like any of those things,
no.
Do you? No, it's sad.
Mommy,
I know.
Mommy says I can have ice cream.
Well, Corby, let the guy have his ice cream.
I will. I will. So
Corby's
I have to,
being mean.
I'm not. I'm telling you a procedure that can help you.
Okay.
972-972-8610. It's a free consultation. 972-972-8610. Just like Rick, give him a call and see if you can fix that joint pain the all-natural way with QC Kinetics.
Tell them Mommy said so. The statement.